This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The bodies of more than 900 civilians have been discovered in the region surrounding the Ukrainian capital following Russia's withdrawal, most of them fatally shot, according to police on Friday, an indication that many people were simply executed. The jarring number emerged shortly after Russia's defense ministry promised to step up missile attacks on Kyiv in response to Ukraine's alleged assaults on Russian territory. The ominous warning followed the stunning loss of Moscow's flagship in the Black Sea, which a senior U.S. defense official said Friday was indeed hit by at least one Ukrainian missile. Amid its threats, Moscow continued preparations for a renewed offensive in eastern Ukraine. Fighting also went on in the pummeled southern port city of Mariupol, where locals reported seeing Russian troops digging up bodies. In the northeastern city of Kharkiv, shelling of a residential area killed 7 people, including a 7-month-old child, and wounded 34, according to the regional governor. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Friday that the existing sanctions on Russia are painful, but they're not yet enough to stop the Russian military. Zelensky called for the democratic world to ban Russian oil. While U.S. lawmakers and U.S. President Joe Biden have enacted such a ban, Europe relies more heavily on Russian energy supplies, and the U.S. has been working to keep India from stepping up its use of Russian energy. A U.S. ban on seafood imports from Russia over its invasion of Ukraine was supposed to sap billions of dollars from the war machine there, but shortcomings in import regulations mean that Russian-caught pollock, salmon, and crab are likely to enter the U.S. anyway.